We're going to do things a little bit differently this morning, and I promise you it will be good for you. I'm not going to preach to you this morning. We're going to do a time of reflection and guided prayer time as we look back over the year of 2018. And to start us off, I want to read a passage of Scripture in Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4. It's page 209 in most of the Pew Bibles in front of you. Joshua chapter 4. This will set us up for where we're going to go this morning. The Israelites had spent 40 years wandering around the wilderness, and God had finally allowed them to cross over to the promised land. And in Joshua chapter 4, a really neat thing happens. And starting in verse 1, we're going to read 9 verses. It says, "When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, 'Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priest stood, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight.' So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, 'Go over before the ark of the Lord our God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of tribes of Israel, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask, what do these stones mean? Tell them the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever.' So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. They took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of Israel, as the Lord had told Joshua, and they carried them over to their camp, where they put them down. Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan at the spot where the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood, and they were there, and they are there to this day." Anytime we finish up a year, it's easy kind of just to push the year aside and press into the new year, but I think it's also a really good opportunity to reflect on the things that took place over the year. Oftentimes, we go through years, and sometimes years are really, really bad, and we're excited about letting them go and pressing into the new year. Sometimes some really amazing things happen, and we should not lose sight of those things that have happened in our lives, and we need to set up memorials to those and remember the things that God has done for us. And so we're going to do both of those this morning. I've got a series of slides that will help us. And inside your bulletin, there's a slip of paper. If you want to use that to kind of write along with, there are some pens there in front of you. If you don't have a pen, if you want to write something on your phone, as a reminder, that will help you as well. And that slip of paper coincides with the slides you're going to see. And the first thing I want us to do is just kind of take a moment and become aware of God and review the year through a holy perspective. Tear yourself away from your own patterns. See your life more as God sees it, made in God's image. And so let me just pray for us as we start this, and then I'm going to have us just kind of sit for a moment in this. Lord Jesus, I come before you and I ask now as we reflect on the year past that we would look over the whole year with a holy perspective, that we would look over the year with you along with us, that we would reflect on the fact that you are God, that we are made in your image. We looked at that this year, how we were created in your image, that all of us have been created in your image. And so, Lord, I ask you to bring us to that place this morning. All right, just take a couple minutes, just kind of sit in this place, remind yourself that you're created in the image of God, and everything that God brings to mind in light of that. If you want to jot it down in the bulletin, do that as well. try to give you ample time on the next few slides, but just as we keep ourselves focused on the fact that we were created in the image of God, the one who set the expanse in the sky, who told the sky this is how far you could go, who created galaxies and stars and a universe that is billions of light years across, that same God created you in his image. Now, look back over the year and pay attention to the good gifts from the year. Name them. Thank God for them. What are the good things that took place over the year? There's bound to be some, good and small. Name those that weren't gifts, or you wouldn't consider them gifts, those things that were a struggle, maybe. Some things that you felt like, I'm excited about leaving that in 2018. And then in regards to those, we're going to ask that God would be peace, that his peace would fall upon those things. So let's just take a minute, next couple of minutes, to just kind of remind ourselves of the good things that God did, or the good things that took place in your life over the year, and then also the bad. Now, review the year again, but this time pay attention to your emotions, your thoughts, your actions. What memories speak most loudly to you? What are those memories over the year that speak the loudest? What events, conversations, relationships, or activities stand out now as you remember them? Now settle on one feature of the year, a single event or a pattern, your own behavior. Focus your prayer on that one thing. Don't worry about other aspects of the year, just what that one thing is, and stay in that one thing. If it's good or bad, whatever that one thing is, then bring that one thing before God. Now, lastly, in the balcony, in the center up there, and here in front of me and to the sides, we have baskets of rocks. And so this is what I want you to do. Come forward and grab a rock. Write on the rock that one thing that you had focused on step four. If it's something you want to leave behind, then leave the rock on the stage. There's a lot of things that the Israelites left behind when they walked into the Promised Land. They left behind the junk of 40 years. They let it go, and they stepped into something new. But then they also celebrated what God had done. So maybe there's something from this year that you want to celebrate. In that case, write that down on the rock and bring it with you into 2019. And so it's either a leaving or a taking with you. Or maybe you just can't decide and you need both. It's okay. So maybe there's something you want to leave behind and there's also something you want to take with you. And so when you're ready, come either to one of these three or four stations and write on your rocks.